weekday. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1. News.
I'm Ira Melman reporting. Fighting is curtailed in Syria, but the UN says there is a major problem. UN officials said Thursday humanitarian convoys are ready to go at any time to Syria's northern city of Aleppo and other areas where people are badly in need of aid but are unable to move until they get authorization from the Syrian government. Special UN envoy to Syria, Stefan de Mistura, said the holdup is the lack of papers from Damascus that would let the aid convoys proceed.
They owe facilitation letters, i.e. final permission for the UN to actually reach those areas has not been received. That's a fact. It is particularly regrettable because normally during these days we are losing time. These are days which we should have used for convoys to move with the permit to go because there is no fighting.
Meanwhile, a new UN refugee agency report indicates 3.7 million refugee children under the agency's mandate do not have access to a school or even basic education. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
UN Commissioner for Refugees Filippo Grandi says the situation gets worse as children get older.
50% of refugee children do not have access to primary education. 22% only have access to secondary education, and only 1% to university education.
Refugees from Syria have been a global focus as the conflict there continues in its sixth year. The UN says there are about 1.7 million Syrian refugees who should be in school, but 900,000 of them are not. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack